Chapter 39.
That unspeakable act of genocide was the beginning of the end. At the time I issued the order to destroy Daybreak, the Archon who accompanied me, Puppy, could not believe what he had heard. It was then that Puppy realized the truth, that I was a madman. He attacked me with a sun-forged sword, whose hiding place to this day I still cannot discern. I was suspicious of everyone but my most trusted servants at that time, so I had expected this betrayal, and had made preparations. The knight was quickly run through by several shot spikes. Amazingly, he began to heal, and still advanced to kill me. I fought him sword to sword with Imperius. Even while healing from his wounds, the knight was easily twice as fast as a regular man, but I was a master of the sword, and took his head after a great exchange of blows.
"I want your word that you'll join the knights once we deal with these loose ends," Lyra said, still standing on the constabulary roof. Dalen sighed.
"Right now I can say with absolute honesty that I fully intend to join the knights once these loose ends are sorted out."
"Right now," she parroted, "meaning your intentions might change?"
"Of course," Dalen replied flatly. "I can't predict the future, so I won't discount something arising that affects my intention. Thus, I won't fully commit."
Lyra sneered. "You speak like a politician."
"I won't back myself into a corner. In the end, I'll join the knights when I see fit, and right now, that's after these errands."
"They're more than errands. They're self-appointed quests. Why does it even matter to you?"
"Because with these powers, I can actually do something about it. It's how I've chosen to live my life."
Lyra was silent for a moment.
"You've made the pledge."
"What pledge?"
"To fight evil for the rest of your life. The Archknight's Oath."
Dalen nodded slowly.
"I suppose I have."
"Did you make it before you received your powers?"
"I know what you're getting at, and no, I didn't. Trust me, there was no one as unworthy as me at the time I received my powers."
"As unworthy as you?" Lyra asked as her eyes narrowed.
"Damn it."
"Don't expect me to elaborate.
I need to know if you were some kind of criminal before receiving your powers."
"My past is mine to keep," he demurred. "You won't know of it, and neither will anyone else, so don't worry. The reputation of your precious order will be safe."
"So is what you're doing some kind of penitence?" Lyra asked.
Dalen looked away dismissively.
"Something like that."
"Because of something you did, or because of your father?"
He returned his gaze to hers before saying,
"Both."
"You're not responsible for your father's crimes. And what could you have done to cause giving up your life out of guilt?"
"Nothing that anyone will ever know."
It was clear that Lyra wasn't satisfied with that, but she must have known that there was nothing she could do about it.
"All right, then," Lyra said eventually. "The Dawnists. What's your plan?"
"My plan is to find one of those Dawnist soapboxers and get them to tell me where their leader is."
"And why do you think they'll tell you?"
Dalen looked at her knowingly.
"Ah, exactly. There should be Dawnists in one of the city squares."
"Or I could just listen for the nearest one," Dalen said.
"That's right. You can stack 4 bonds whenever you want. So effectively, you're a weak listener."
"Weak?"
"A level 4 bond can be impressive, but it's nothing compared to what a strong listener can do with a level 6, or a high listener can do with a level 9.
9? There are archknights that can make level 9 bonds? I thought you said knights only had 3.
"There's far more to our powers than you know, though very few get that strong."
"What can they do, hear words spoken on the other side of the continent?"
Lyra smiled.
"Really? They can do that?"
"I'm not telling you."
"Oh, come on!"
She smiled at him haughtily.
"You like teasing people, don't you?" Dalen said accusingly. "Only when they deserve it."
He would have tried to guilt her about that, but considering he liked teasing people too, he couldn't bring himself to do it. Dalen channeled as much light as he could into his hearing, focusing on any speech about the Conqueror. At first, the noise nearly deafened him, but he quickly focused, noticing something troubling. His head spun in that direction.
"What is it?" Lyra asked.
"A cry for help," Dalen said, and without hesitating, he ran toward it. The Dawnists could wait. Lyra was following him without any objection, and with a few well-aimed power jumps, they reached the alleyway where a woman was being chased by two men. Dalen and Lyra landed right in between the woman and the two men, who pulled up, looking utterly shocked.
It's him,"
one of the men whispered to the other.
"The guy in the papers."
"Oh, right,"
the other moaned. Dalen approached the scum while Lyra saw to their traumatized victim.
"We haven't done anything," one of them said as they backed away.
"Judging by that woman's torn dress, you were certainly trying," Dalen growled, sensing that there was barely any light within these depraved men.
Then they fell to the ground, decapitated, but not from anything Dalen did. Lyra had run forward in a flash and killed them both. The woman screamed at seeing the carnage.
"How is that any different from what I did in Tremaine?" Dalen growled at her.
Lyra sent a sideways glare at him before pulling out a cloth and cleaning her two-handed war sword.
"We found them in the act of attempted rape. Their hearts were nearly as black as shade, and as a real Archknight, I have judicial authority to carry out sentences. And to further distinguish myself from you, we're going to find a nearby constable to let him know what has happened. But if you came across the criminal grubs that I did in Tremaine, you would have killed them just the same as me. You never thought my actions were unjustified. It was all about forcing me to join the Knights."
Lyra lowered her hands and turned toward him.
"Your killings being justified or not was the difference between trusting and not trusting you. I had no idea what you were like."
"But you do now?"
"I'm starting to."
That was about as good an admission of trust as Dalen would get, so he was happy to let that subject rest.
"All right, let's find that constable, and I'll try and listen for a Dawnist again. But in a city this big, there'll always be someone else in trouble."
Lyra walked back to the woman, who was now sobbing on the ground.
"If you hear someone calling for help, then we help."
Dalen smiled.
"I wouldn't have it any other way."
Three rapists, eight muggings, a murder attempt, and two wife-beaters later, Dalen was holding their ninth mugger by the neck.
"What should we do with this one? Chop off an arm?"
"No,"
Lyra said.
"How could he serve out his sentence properly with a missing arm?"
The mugger squirmed and constantly tried to get free. Dalen punched him in the stomach so hard that he would struggle to breathe for the next few minutes.
"Well, that depends on what type of slavery he'll be sentenced to. You only need one arm to wipe someone's ass."
"That's if he's lucky enough to end up a man's slave. The other option is the mines."
"Well, he couldn't work the mines with one arm," Dalen said, and turned to the mugger, who was still struggling to breathe.
"So, we can either chop off your arm and thereby increase your chances to become a manslave, or leave you in one piece where you'll rot as a mine slave."
"Please."
"I think we've scared him enough," Lyra said.
Dalen dropped the miserable idiot, who crumpled to the ground, crying.
"So why'd you do it?" Dalen asked.
"We're starving,"
the man groaned. "And threatening someone with a knife is the way to fix that?"
"I'm sorry," he sobbed. "I'd never really have hurt him. I just needed the money."
Dalen sighed. It was a sad and common story, an otherwise good man turning to crime because of poverty. Both Lyra and Dalen had been gentler with this one on account of the light they both sensed inside him. Dalen fished out a crown from his pouch and dropped it on the cobblestones. The man stared at it.
"What?"
"Use it to feed your family. Don't ever be so stupid again. Got it?"
"Thank you, I..."
"Get out of here!"
"Really, I..."
"Go!"
Dalen growled.
The man jumped back and then ran away.
"That was generous of you," Lyra said. "I'm surprised you let me, with how by the books you are and all.
Actually, if you had tried to arrest him, I would have stopped you. That man deserved a second chance."
Dalen couldn't help but smile at that. As hard as Lyra was, she was also compassionate.
"On to the next one?" Lyra asked.
"My powers are getting sluggish and I won't be able to use them for much longer, so this time we really do have to go to the Dawnest."
"Huh. You can use your powers so proficiently that it's easy to forget how green you are."
"I'm not green."
"Yes, you are," she replied smoothly.
"Your bonds are as raw as they get, only being able to maintain them for an hour. You really need to do some conditioning."
"So I can get them to work for longer?"
"Of course."
"Well, thanks for telling me. And I didn't even have to join the Knights."
Lyra's expression dropped, and then she glared at him.
"Savor it. You're not getting anything else."
Dalen smiled. She had let her guard down because she was actually enjoying his company. And the truth was that Dalen was enjoying hers, too. Far more than he deserved. Lyra was intelligent, compassionate, and strong, and in the short hour that they had been working together to do good, he had almost been able to forget their past.
"Why don't the Knights do this?"
"You mean what we've been doing?"
"Yeah."
"The Shade.
That can't take up all your time."
"The Shade are far more numerous than you think," Lyra said,
and then added in a softer tone,
"And the Knights, far fewer. I wish I could help individual people every day, believe me, but fighting the Shade helps the world more. Also, apart from the Shade, you need at least a level 4 listener to hear distant cries for help. They and sniffers are the best ones for digging out shade nests, so you can guess what they're most often assigned to. The problem is that few Knights choose to specialize in listening or sniffing because those abilities can't be used in combat. Thus, listeners and sniffers are some of the most valuable and vulnerable members of the Order."
"I see," Dalen said, grateful that Lyra had been so open with him. In fact, it made him want to join the Knights sooner. With his 4 bonds, just how strong could he really become? He could truly help the Knights, and thereby the world. Dalen enhanced his hearing and listened for those lost idiots that actually loved his past self. He couldn't help but notice several cries of distress, but at the end of the day he was one man, and he couldn't save everyone. It made him sick, but this was just like the choice the Knights had to do, to fight the Shade or help regular people.
Whatever the Dawnists were planning wasn't good, and it needed to be rooted out.
"There's a soapboxer around 3 kilometers away. Do you need to rest before we go?"
"I'll manage," Dalen said,
and then launched himself into the sky with a power jump. Dalen landed in an alleyway about a city block from the Dawnest, Lyra right behind him.
"He's on the corner of the street over," Dalen said.
"Lead the way,"
Lyra replied. They left the alley, and it didn't take long for them to draw a decent amount of attention.
"Is it you or me that everyone's looking at?" Dalen asked.
"I'd say it's both. As a Knight, I always stand out, and then there's you with your Grand High Master's mark. You're also becoming quite recognizable thanks to the press."
"We're quite the potent combination."
Lyra glanced at him with a slight smile.
"You'll have to stay at a distance while I talk to the Dawnest. They're less likely to trust me if you're around."
"Agreed,"
Lyra said, and walked off. Dalen approached the Dawnest, who looked to be a factory worker. He was calling out to the passers-by. No crowd around this one. He stopped mid-speech as he saw Dalen.
"You?"
"Yes," Dalen said, glancing around to make sure no one was listening. Several people were, so he stepped in closer.
"I want to join."
"You do?"
"Quiet. But yes. I need to speak with your leader."
The skinny man leaned down and whispered,
"Go to 14/32 in the Brick Hollow Tenement Community on Nail Street, Meriden District. They'll definitely let you in."
"Thanks," Dalen said before walking back to meet Lyra. 14/32, Brick Hollow Tenement on Nail Street in Meriden District, Dalen said once Lyra had rejoined him.
You don't really think that's where the Dawnist leader is?
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Even if their leader isn't there, if you can find something that belongs to him, you'll be able to track him by enhancing your scent.
Tracking? Of course, Dalen said, feeling stupid. That makes sense. I mean, hounds can track people through scent. Honestly, I had forgotten about enhancing it ever since I experimented with it falls ago. I just hadn't needed it since then.
Well, with a level 4 bond on your scent, you can do more than track people.
You're talking about emotion.
Yes.
I find it easy enough to read people's emotions, so I've had little need to smell them out.
Unless people are trying to hide their feelings.
I'm only saying this because it might be useful to know the emotions of the Dawnist leader.
That's good advice, Dalen said, giving Lyra a suspicious look.
What?
You're teaching me about our powers.
I thought that wasn't going to happen until I joined the Knights.
Lyra's eyes narrowed. It's for the sake of the mission, so take it as a small sample of what the Knights can really teach you.
I understand completely. So, while you're being forthcoming and all, is there anything else that might help me?
One other thing, she said disdainfully. If you're going in to try and get them to inadvertently reveal information, channel all your bonds to your voice. One bond to the voice can increase the volume in which you speak, but you can reduce the volume to a normal level even while channeling. Regardless of the volume, channeling light to one's voice has a supernatural effect on your words. The more bonds you channel to your voice, the greater influence your words will have on people. It can increase people's disposition to agree with you, do what you suggest, or help them understand a concept you're trying to explain.
Wow, that's amazing, she nodded.
You can stack 4 bonds to voice, which will be very potent. Just remember that it's not mind control, she warned. If they don't want to talk about something, like a secret, or if the person is aware of the influence, they can resist it no matter how many bonds are used. It's just harder. But if they're unaware and their guard is down, especially if they trust you, with a level 4 bond you can get them to reveal nearly anything.
Thanks.
I didn't do it for you.
Not even just a little bit?
Lyra didn't answer and walked ahead. Dalen caught up.
So, how often have you enhanced your voice around me?
Like it's had any effect. You're as stubborn as a mule.
Stubbornness is a factor in how effective it is?
Of course.
So we're both immune to it then,
Dalen said, smiling. Lyra glared at him. Dalen just smiled back.
He really was enjoying this.